So we are talking with John Lyons, who is running for State Senate District 28, where Nancy Todd will be the ultimate opponent, but you are in a primary with one Arthur Carlson.
Yes, I am.
And so what do you think the differences are between you and your opponent? And I don't want to get nasty because I really – this one should be hopefully a friendly because I like both of you guys.
No, I like Art. I think Art's a nice guy, but there are certain things about a candidate that you need to do. A couple of them are you have to appeal to the strength and character to attract votes. In the assembly, my first time out ever running for a public office, I got a relative unknown got two-thirds of the people to agree with me at the assembly and agree with what my message is. And that's I think that's a wonderful thing. An ability to raise money. I can do that. I'm already doing that. I've had a lot of people help me and give me pointers on how to raise funds, and I certainly appreciate it. And you have to form a committee, a grassroots committee, and this is what a committee is all about. Ever since I've announced back in January, I've had a committee going, and we've been meeting about every other week. It's about six people. I have a couple more people coming on board that I met at the assembly. A couple people that I met at the caucus are willing to help me. I'm relative strangers. In fact, Thursday I'm going to meet a couple more people that are willing to help.
What county is that?
That's Arapahoe.
Is it Arapahoe? Okay, yes. So have you actually had a chance to reach out to the Arapahoe County Tea Party yet?
Yes, I went to one of their events a couple weeks ago on Tuesday.
Okay.
Had a wonderful time, a lot of good turnout.
Yeah, obviously the president sits in this seat quite a bit, Randy B. Corbin.
Right, I know
so,
Randy.
Yeah. It's just weird because you never know because some of Aurora's Adams, some of it's Arapahoe.
No, this district's all in Arapahoe County.
Well, so that means at least you have a good Tea Party base out there. That's a good group to reach out to. So what other – give us – you mentioned two other – I want to jump a little bit because I actually had a listener who had some questions about economics.
Okay.
And where you stand on – let's take a story today. State revenue forecast comes in much better than they expected. It says $800 million extra dollars. Great. Just what we need. Put more money in the pockets of these guys to go out and spend. The good news is I'm pretty sure we're going to get the homestead tax exemption back. The bad news is we're going to spend more on a bad education system. What would be like? What would be one of the first economic bills you would run if you got into office?
I think it would be giving money back to the taxpayers. I mean, ultimately, this is their money. If we have a surplus of, what was it, $800 million? You said.
Well, it's not a surplus. This is it's coming in $800 million more than they expected.
Right. Well, I mean, any kind of surplus or whatever is expected, I think should go back to the taxpayer. I mean, I know how to spend money a lot better than the government does. I mean, when has a government program come in under budget and been efficient?
So have you signed the Taxpayer Bill of Rights pledge?
Not yet.
Are you planning to?
Yes.
Okay. Just kind of figured on that. What other things do you think? I mean, obviously, I'm trying to think of what do you think about cutting regulations? I don't know if you saw, but the business impact failed in the Senate.
Right.
That's a huge one. I don't know if you know about this one. Every bill, they ran a bill that said every bill that comes out, as well as an economic impact, it has to have a business impact where you actually get business leaders to comment on it.
Right.
What'd you think of that?
I think that was a good bill. I don't know too much about it, but I mean, ultimately it's the businesses has got to pay, they're going to pay the price for extra regulations. I mean,
regulations cost money.
Right. I mean, for instance, I think it's odd that, I've heard on radio stations where, commercials playing where there's companies, their sole purpose is to, do compliance regulations. I mean, thank God for America because, that somebody came up with that. But I mean, if regulations are so complicated, you have to have a separate company, managing this stuff. There's something wrong.
Ding, 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 winner.
You have to have an accountant to manage all those 80,000 pages of IRS code.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do my own taxes. We're right. I mean, Liz and I are getting our ready to do ours in a couple of weeks. I'm like, thankfully now we pay somebody, but we have to pay somebody to do it. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, I started out my assembly speech with the, there's over 160 bills introduced in the Senate that's at an average length of 9 pages per bill. That's 1,485 pages of new laws and new regulations. I mean, that's enough to cover three quarters of a football field.
John Lyons, tell people how they can find you.
You can find me at my website at lyonsforsenate28.com. That's LYONSFORSenate28.com.
Perfect. Thank you for being our guest. We appreciate it. Good luck.